EX Work 2. A kindergarten teacher had her class dramatize a fairy tale for a teacher's conference. After much discussion, the children decided on that old favorite, Cinderella. Cinderella was a good choice from the teacher's point of view because there were many parts, and so every child could be in the play. The children were allowed to choose roles for themselves. As the parts were assigned, each child was labeled with felt pen and paper and sent to stand over on the other side of the room while casting was completed. Finally, every child had a part, except one. One small boy who had remained quiet. He was something of an outsider, different, and because he was plump for his age, often teased by the other children. "Well, Norman," said the teacher, "who are you going to be?" "Well," replied Norman, "I'm going to be the pig." "Pig? There's no pig in this story." "Well, there is now." The teacher looked carefully at Norman. What harm? After all, Norman did have a certain pigginess about him. So Norman was declared the pig in the story of Cinderella. And since there was nothing in the script explaining what the pig was supposed to do, the action was left up to Norman. As it happened, the pig walked along with Cinderella wherever she went, in a costume created by Norman himself. He made no sound. He simply sat and observed what was going on. The expressions on his face reflected the details of the dramatic action. Looking worried, sad, anxious, hopeful, puzzled, mad, bored, sick, and pleased, as the moment required. There was no doubt about what was going on, and no doubt that it was important. One look at the pig and you knew. At the climax, when the prince finally placed the glass slipper on Cinderella's foot and the happy couple rode off into the sunset to live happily ever after, the pig went wild with joy, danced around on his hind legs, and broke his silence by barking. Before the performance, the teacher had tried explaining to Norman that pigs don't bark. But as she expected, Norman explained that this pig barked. And the barking, she had to admit, was well done. The presentation at the teacher's conference was an enormous success. At the curtain call, guess who received the most applause? Of course, Norman the barking pig. After that, the kindergarten class had many invitations to come and perform Cinderella. Sometimes the teacher would have to explain what it was about the performance that was so unique. "It's because the star of the show is a barking pig," she'd say. "But there's no barking pig in Cinderella." "Well, there is now."